This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Many, many kinnis which address many, many different akudas, many different halakim of history of Klal Yisrael. Churban, Churban, Tetzara, Tetzara. It's all akim of Kal HaMisabel from Yerushalayim. It's all Michla. All the churbanos, all the kinnis that we say is the kiyum of the Chazal. He told us to be Misabel. Misabel, Al Yerushalayim. This is all going to be the kiyum, how you Misabel Yerushalayim. The kinnis have many different nukudas. A lot of it is zichroyim. A lot of it is creation. A lot of it is Musar. A lot in the kiddush. A lot. Important to know that we can't obviously read every kiddush and explain every line in every kiddush. Yirmi spent his whole life. That's what he did his whole life. We're getting Yirmi's diary, all his creation. This kinnis, this book of kinnis, there's a lot. He was the Ish HaChurban. He was the person who called himself, who he referred to himself. He was born for Churban. That's what he was born for. Who wrote the kinnis? The Blaz HaKalir, most of them. Most of them were written by Blaz HaKalir. The Blaz HaKalir, according to many, was a Rishon. The Rashba brings down, he was Reb Lezer ben Reb Shimon. Some say he was Reb Lezer ben Aruch. Some say he was a Risha. But L'chol HaDeis, everything that he said and wrote is L'diuk. As I even learned, the same way you read a Rashi, you read a Rashba, you medayik in every word, because every word is Kail Olat, that's really the kinnis. So if you take many, many hours just even to Vakaishev should say my kinnis. Can't do it obviously. So what we'll do is we'll take out a yesoid, maybe one or two lines and paragraphs from every kinnis. Vaz vil der kinnis. What does the kinnis want us to do? What does he want us to feel? What are we being the Sabbath for? What exactly is the Aveilus? So you say the Sherish Aveda brings down an interesting thing, an interesting Yisai. Shartes Peri Kibbeis, he says, after Sudam Arsekis Yoimar, which he has to say, Hareini Mekabel Alatzmi, Chamisha Inuyim, Lisabel Lekainen, on four things. He breaks it down to four yesoidus. Vas is Avelis. Vas is the Avodah from Tug. What are we doing today? Four things. Four yesoidus, four things we're trying to accomplish. And that is to be Mesabel al Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now we understand. Al Golus HaShchina Kedosh. The second thing is for the Golus HaShchina. So one is the Beis HaMikdash. The second thing is Galus Hashchina. The third thing says he said v'sheirish ha'avoda al Galus Am Yisrael Am Kodesh. A lot of it is about Galus Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shlom's Galus, and Klal Yisrael's Galus. It's two separate inyanim. The fourth thing is al Arigas Atzadikim v'Am Kodesh. What happened? The Hered, the Netzach. The murder of so much Eden during these Churbanos. So this, according to the Yisayid Mesherish Avayda, is what we're trying to address in all the kinnis. So the Kedusha Slavi is Moisif. Slavi explains, there's a sefer called Shir Toivo, Pashas Dvarim. He says, make up a rule, list of what we're looking for in the kinnis and the avelus, it's shloisha shein shisha. Three, which is six. What is three? Al Churban Beis Hamikdash, Al Churban Yerushalayim, Al Galus Yisrael, which is really what the Yisoid V'Sher Shavoyd said, the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Churban Yerushalayim, Al Galus Yisrael. Now, we will continue through the Kinnis to explain, is it about the Beis Hamikdash? Is it about Yerushalayim? It's a very important nekuda that gets overlooked. Pashtus would say it's an avelus on the Beis Hamikdash. In Eicha, most of it is about Yerushalayim. Eicha Yashav Odom Ha'ir Abos Yom. Yet in the Kinnis, later, it's going to be a lot about Yerushalayim much later. Is it about Beis Hamikdash? Is it about Yerushalayim? We can talk about it later. But Churban Yerushalayim, Algolus Yisrael, and what are the six that come from these three? Tzar al Chiluch Shmai. In fact, the name of the Rebbeinu Shlomo is the Schalup. Fifth thing is Tzar al Siluk Hashchina, which we spoke about last night. Hester Panin, Siluk Shchina. To a Yid, that's a tremendous tzar. That's what we talk a lot about this throughout the Kinnis. And we miss the Eibush. It's Silo Kashmina, the Hester Panim. Vav, the sixth thing is the Rebbeinu level of tzar. Don't realize. So, Chassidus Shetahar, which is very interesting, it was very nisragish from it, says that Rebbeinu Shlomo is usually Bashamayim. We are Ba'aretz. We have to connect the Shamayim. Says that this is Zman. During the Kinnis, you can be very close to the Eibush and ask whatever you want. Why? Because Rebbeinu Shlomo is sitting on the floor with us. Sitting next to you on the floor. It's Rebbeinu's Karetz, says this to her. I'm all the Eibush that's far away. Here the Eibush is sitting with us. Sitting with us on the floor. So you could turn to the Rebbeinu Shlomo and say, this is Tzar HaShchina. We only understood that the Avelus is a twofold Avelus. We're being Mesabel, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo is also being Mesabel. There's a lot of talk in the Achronim of Tshuva, which gets overlooked, rabbis. We don't realize that today is a day of Tshuva. The Rambam we spoke yesterday. What's the Indian Thursday, the Kailu. The whole kindness is a Tshuva thing. It's not done Tshuva. So a lot of the things that we talk about today, Shas Maisa, Tachim, Tachim, Zay Besa. We did things wrong. We have to fix the things. Sometimes it gets overlooked when they talk about the churban and the tremendous loss that we have. Hush the tshuva, simple. Sometimes the most simple things is the ikr of all ikr. Hush the tshuva talk. If it's about lashon hara, it's about sinas chinam. These are things that we're going to things that are areas that we have to fix. A lot is zichrones. It's a lot of memories of the days that were to the days that are now. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva is also a very big part of the Kiddush. What do I mean? In the time where we misabel of the other, a lot of the Kiddush is about the asid, hope. That's going to be good. I'll show you throughout the Kinnis. Even within the Kinnis itself, in Eicha, you see. Eicha's mamish, it's terrible, terrible. Yesh tikva, there's hope, and there's hashiveinu, echad hashiveinu kikedem. In the same sentence, in the same paragraph. It's, a lot of it is avelus of avar, which is also the emuna and the tikva will be good in the future. Chazal tell us Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. In the Avelus. In the Avelus, there's a part of it about Mashiach v'kumen, and the good detectments of v'kumen. That's a lot of the kinnis is about that. Aaron HaKayin, what did he want? Aaron HaKayin wanted by the Mikdash. He wanted to be part of the Mishkan, the Chanukas HaMishkan. He felt bid, loyhuv, loyshiftai. So Rabbi Yishloim promised him, l'cha, what's yours will be kind, loyal. What I give you in the Mishkan will be forever. What will I give you? I'll give you Hadlaka Samadhi. Yidua, everybody knows this, right? The Benish Loyalam says, Aaron, you'll get to light the menorah. Why is it Shalcha Gadol and it's Kayim Le'olam? How is it Kayim Le'olam? Rabban says, because we have, till today, we have menorah. We have the mitzvah of Lokas menorah in the home. So you see, the menorah was Le'olam. He once spoke a very interesting to have. Aaron's, what was Aaron? Aaron was that he wanted. Nichsefa, he had a kisuf. The longing to be part, the tshuka to be part of the Beis Hashem, the Avodas Hashem. Shalcha, Kayim Le'olam, what do we have in Golus? What do we have in Golus? We have something which is very big, and that is Asmavil, the Tshuva. That's Kayim Le'olam. That chelik of the Avoda is Le'olam. A lot of the kiddush is Kisuf, Gagur, the Beis HaMikdash. There's many ways how a person shtels Sut Avoda. You could shtel tzut avoda by doing avoda. And even maybe more so, you could shtel tzut avoda in a mensch vil, the cheshit, the longing. There's a beautiful maisa for Reb Chaim Zonnefeld. Beautiful maisa. Reb Chaim Zonnefeld went with his Rebbe, Reb Ashlag. Rav Ashlag was the Rebbe of the Chaim Zonnefeld. They went to the Kaisel, the first Shabbos. They went to the Kaisel when they came to Yerushalayim. And the Rebbe started to cry. Like Kabbalah Shabbos, Mikdash, Melech, Ir, Melucha, Kumi, Tzi, Nitaicha, Afecha. Rav, Sheves, Be'em, and Kabbalah, Behu, Yachma. So it sounds very big, right? Nam lo shevez be'em et habacha v'hu yachmul alay chemlo. He started to dance in the middle. Hung the fangit tans. He cried by mikdash melech yir melucha. Kum yitzim yitaych ha'teka. Omitin. Born besimcha. Favos. Nam lo shevez be'em et habacha v'hu yachmul. Rebbeinu Shloimeh will have rachmonis. Avelus in Klal Yisrael is always with hope. There's no such thing that we say that's miyuyish. It's a very important lekuder. When you were sabal today, the Avelus is not a yush. The Avelus is not a bikoyin. The Regenus and Eifshitz is very an interesting shayt. How did Yirmiyah write Echa, Echa's been a Bua. And we know the Bua is only Mitaych Simcha. It's a Mirad Ka'ara. How was Yirmiyah able to write Echa? Ein Ashvina Shayra Ela Mitaych Simcha. The Bua needs Simcha. And the Tevet sucked with its righteous, its Behechrich, that it wasn't a Chisar and Simcha. Even when he wrote it from Simcha. You know, there's a pasuk, Sisu Oysa Mesayis Kalam Sabda Maleha. Sisu oisim isois means zayin tzifritin. Kol amisablu molel, those that, why? Because whether it is misabel, will be zayichet to the simcha. Nechem Mizlachev says, no, you don't understand the pasuk. The pasuk is saying, afilu ben is misabel, it has to be sisu oisim isois. How old is that? The hegish of Avelus mitoch simcha. Avelus mitoch simcha. I want to tell you a pelot of Pesach. It's a toisvus rabbeisai that mamish a dovashal pelot. Al nariz bovel. Shom yashavnu bachinu. Talinu kneire seinu. The end of the period of the perik is they hung up their musical instruments. Shom Talina Kneir Yisainu. Eich Noshi Reshir Hashem. Chazal, Yalkut Shemaini, Tilim Kuflam and Zayin explains that the Goyim forced the Yidin to play music, to continue with the clay shir while they were going into Golos. It's interesting how history repeats itself. The Nazis, Yimach Shemar, they used to make the Yidin play music. Others doing their mitzvahs. How old was that? So they said that they can't. Why? Because katsutsu, the hainais, they cut off their fingers. Fingers got cut off because they didn't say shira. When you start using the clay, I think fish to say shira in such a time, the nergu, because of that, they got killed because they didn't want to do this shira. Medrash says they were chayshish that they're going to use it like they're saying shir tavoy bizar. State in Medrash that that's when the Rebbeinu Shlom said, "Hey Meshkach, hey Yerushalayim." Rebbeinu Shlom said, "Hey Meshkach, hey Yerushalayim." We always think Meshkach, hey Yerushalayim, as we say it. Chazal tell us the Rebbeinu Shlom was the first one to say, "Hey Meshkach, hey Yerushalayim, tishkach v'nimah." I understand all the avelos that we do, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, who's the first Mesabel of all these avelos. It's actually the Rebbeinu Shleilam. We're being Mesabel in the avelos of the Eibishter. It's a pelvic medrash. It's a pelvic medrash. Who said Emeshkochech Yerushalayim? We say something we might, the Rebbeinu Shleilam said. When he saw this, when he saw that they refused to sing and play shira, to sing for the Avodah Zarah. There's our Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Yevamos Peivav Amud Aleph, that the B'nai Levi, there's a tain on them that they didn't say shira at that time. And because of that, the Chachamim canted them and took away Maaseh. Tzataisis, Rabbi, tell the Tzataisis, they were punished because they should have said Shira. At that time, when they were leaving, and the Goyim would say Shira, sing, continue singing. The Levim should have continued singing. And because of that, they lost the mice. So I saw Rav Chaim Zaitchev, the Tzadik of Rafa, explains, where is the taina? I mean, it's the good thing. Fakad, you see the Eden. Because they didn't sing, the Baruch Shem said, Meshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini. So it's a good thing what they did, that the Levim didn't want to say Shira. Says Reb Chaim Zaitchev, they should have had Emunah and Bitachim, and they should have believed with their heart, the Yeshua cult. Sing Shir. Sing Shir. Don't give up because there's an emunah to the last second. Sing Shir. By saying every matziv, the Indian of emunah of Geula is a chelik of the Avelis. It's a chelik of the Avelos, it's a chelik that the Geula is going to come at any moment. I heard Greiser Rebbes, I heard from the Charkim, I heard this from Chassidus Yidden. The Greiser Rebbes used to stare out the window throughout the kibbutz. Why? Every moment of Shiyetz. Ayid Kemulish Lebet Ayush, it's always with the Geula Kuntanas. The Geula is going to come. We can read an entire Eicha. Agansa Eicha Kemulay. Shemeinu Hashem in Lechem and Ashuva, Chadish Shemeinu Kikedem. In 1 minute it turns around. Yeshua Hashem, Beherev Ayu. Yeshua Hashem, Beherev Ayu. You know, when a person's in Dulles and he doesn't realize there's anything wrong, so the Mela, Nishta Tachbeg in the Churban, or Nishta Tachbeg in the Be'ulah. He doesn't think about either of the two. A mensch is tief. A mensch is tief in the Gullus. Right away, is able to have this Simuna. I don't know if you look. Let's take a look at the first kiddush. The first kiddush. We're going to explain a lot of nekudas in the first kiddush because if Reb Lezer Kalir chose this to be the opening, this is the opening. Hasvil, what does Reb Lezer Kalir want? So look at the second paragraph. Nafla eidenu b'tzul d'goya, eini piksa l'chazayim ben brech. Nafle Deinim is before we fall into a betzul, chuya. Chuya means a state of real oppression. As any ayush, right away, any chiksa lechazayim ben brachi. I look for the nevuah. My eyes look already forward for the chazayim, for the nevuah of ben brachi of admit Hashem. Ayesh v'skenim. This is Reb Akiva. Even when the person seems to be, everything is lost. Okay. In the beginning of the kiddush, it's the first thing. Okay. Huh? It's the first thing. Nafla Eideinu, right away. Aleph. Evad, from the first kiddush of today. Nafla Eideinu. Nafla Eideinu, Betzel, Chuya. Before I fall into a Chuya, what do you call it? A press. An oppression, right? Any chitza. I look forward for the geula of Chazon ben Brechi. Avelus is not atzus. Avelus is not atzus. Sisu all of mesais fakert. It's mesais makes a person happy. I don't know if you know the lashon of the Gemara called Mesabel al Yerushalayim. So I could say, "Nu Rabbi, see what's the famous." Oh, so everyone says what? But the Gemara says Nechmos. The Gemara is people, it's too shy. The Medrash is Master Binyana, right? But Pashit, the Lash of the Gemara, you'll be Zaykut to the symbol that Zav Saifa says, Yeduar, it's not Yiske Ba'asid, you'll be Zaykut now. So what, you'll be Zaykut now, B'Simchasa? How are you Zaykut now, B'Simchasa? The parents says, the Avelis Alein, the Brengen Sichon. The Avelis Alein, the Brengen Sichon. It's something which needs to be explained. And the truth is, Rabbi, I say, it almost doesn't make sense. How could it be that the Avelis brings Sichon? The parents says, Medaf Hashtein Avelis, and Medaf Hashtein Sichon. Medaf Hashtein Avelis, and Medaf Hashtein Sichon. Shavas suru many. What does the word shavas mean? So Pasha means shavas came to a standstill. And that's how most of the Mefarshim explain shavas. The world came to a standstill. Mein Welt is nicht dieselbe Welt. There's an expression, life as usual. The Welt geht weiter. Welt geht. Nein, die Welt geht nicht weiter. It's not life as usual. As they learn it, really, with the Mefarshim on the word Shavas, Shemitah, it's a stop. You know, the Gemara tells us, Be'etzem, me'az churban ha-mikdash, they want to aser everything. Eating fish, eating fruit. The Gemara says they would get aser at water. So leaven of broit and vasa. That's their shot. And the Chazal say they saw that the oil couldn't handle it, but that's what they wanted to do. And leaven from mensch was over. And the Beis HaMikdash is up there. Shavas means the leaven came to a stop. The mother tells us that the Kehanim went up to the Gag of the Beis HaMikdash and they returned the key. And what did they do? They went and they fell to Misa. They committed suicide. It's a big kasha in the Rishayim. How are they allowed to do that? We'll talk about that. The Kinnis addresses the Shailah. The Matzavim of Kurban, if you're allowed to commit suicide. It's a big. It's one of the later on kinnis. It's one of the big topics of the Rishayim Mahandal, because it's mashma that it was a good thing throughout. Here the Gemara tells us with the story of the boat, famous Gemara Gittin, that the children, the boys, the girls, so they went and they drowned themselves. It's a big Shiloh, what's the head? It's a big topic. We'll discuss it a little bit later. But the Kehanim, they fell to Misa, they fell off. Killed themselves. What's the pshat? They were trying to teach qualities from the Levin Shinai's Levin. It was Heshish the Levin. The life is over. We lost the Beis HaMikdash. My life is not over. There's no life after. Shavas. Came to a stop. I know it's almost impossible for us to understand this. It's something very, very shver because we're so rachay from it. Amalek and Yidden, some had these ideas. On Torah mitzvah was not alive. It was not alive. It does hastish collect. Beis HaMikdash. What's the Beis HaMikdash called? Kihi Beis Chayei. We say, what is Beis Chayei mean? What's my Beis Chayei? What does it mean? The translation. This is my life. Probably it means that you lived at Beis Chayenu. This was his private. No, that's obviously not what it means, right? Lishka left the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Chayenu means that's my Levin. The Yid's Levin is going to have Beis HaMikdash. Again, we're far from it. I understand that. This is the ideals and Ashkafis. Plus Chazal and the Piyutim are explaining. This is our life, the Beis HaMikdash. Ain't even Libi, what's that? Ani Yeshayna of Libi, Erez on Chazal, what's Libi? Ze Beis HaMikdash. My ganze heart is the Beis HaMikdash. Lashon of the Medrash. So Shavas means that the life stopped. The life stopped. There's another pshat in Shabbos, Rebbe's. Many learn, which is really more muchach, it's based on the pasuk in Eicha. The pasuk in Eicha says, Shabbos mesois mimeni. Shabbos mesois libeinu, which means our happiness stopped. So some translate Shabbos, the divus fataych and shavas means my lifestyle. From Eicha, the word shavas is shavas misois libeinu, our happiness. You know, today, Rabbi Yisai, we think we're happy. But there's an unhappiness that we don't recognize. Um from vanit shtam der isimcha, satsitam at the heaven, I make the show. Shavas means that the simcha stopped. Shavas, the simcha stopped. Even things which are misamechas, not really misamech, because that's not really what's the mensch of simcha. Right? You know, every day when we eat, make a mezainus. You make a bracha, right? What's the bracha? Salchenu b'sikunai. Bahreinu b'vinyanai. B'salchenu b'sikunai. What is b'salchenu b'sikunai? You see clearly that there's a simcha that he has when the Beis Hamikdash was up. Samchenu. Simcha. Hatzipan mit Beis Hamikdash. I think maybe we could say a pshat. What is misois? What's the chilah between simcha and sasa? What is simcha mit sasa? Simcha is on the spot, at the moment, is mis simcha. Sasa is something that continues. It's a continuous simcha. A mensch es basa v'yayim, so ain't simcha ella v'basa v'yayim. Sasain is something that continues. I'll tell you where we see this from. There's a very famous shat. Sasa neichi alimra secha kimaitse shalol rav. So what's sas? It's a tyrant, something which is continuously makes you happy. Sas. Sasa neichi alimra secha. You know, when something you have continuous, it loses. How long can something continuously make you happy? And the answer is, okay, wears off. Can might say shalom rav. The sasain is such a sasain that it's can might say shalom rav. Like I, for the first moment, that excitement. So the lashon is sasain besides. It's a continuous simcha. Zoich v'roi v'nechmasa. Yes. It's a simcha. But that simcha continues with the person. Chal ha-misabu malach. In many ways, Tisha B'Av, you take it with you. It's a chesant. Right after Tisha B'Av, what do we have? V'hoyu yom yom toivu Yisrael. Right after Tisha B'Av. Umvas, the simcha fun, chasim kala. We're mixing so many things. And when there's a chasim kala, what do we say? Umle'ala shalayim aroysum chasim. Umgleich nach Tisha B'Av. Yom Tov Yisrael, that they used to make chasim kala. You see that the simchas, the roysum chasim, what's the roish and chasim? Chasim kala. Das is shayek like lach tisha b'av. And the answer is, with a fashnein, what's the simple for me? I want to tell you something that really, today we're going to talk a lot of irrigation. And we're going to say a lot of interesting stories that I have experienced. Maybe they don't talk to you, they talk to me. I learned something very big. You know, sometimes a mice. And sometimes when I push the youth, to teach more than hours of Muslim. Yeah, I just spoke to you, and I explained to you the simple finayiris of Beis HaMikdash. I saw it in one simple moment in a story. He was a push the youth, my father's show. It was Mr. Ziegler. The posh mamish, a posh the youth. He had a stroke. He was 38 years old. 38. Half his body was paralyzed. They either garnished the camp. The embassies, he didn't know very much. Of Ein Zachar Degavus, he's to be the first person in shul. No matter rain, shine, snow. I used to be the one to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. To open the door for him, because he had to be there 6:30 for a 7 o'clock meeting. He had to be there. And I had to wait at 6 to be there to make sure to open the door, because he had to be the first one in the discharge. That was his thing. And then everyone had to come and hear Bruchas. He used to say Bruchas, he had to answer them. All right? This was more than this, he knew nothing, just the Dab. That was it. Davening, Kiyum HaMitzvahs. When he got sick, I went to visit him in his house. I know he suffered terribly. He had tremendous yisurim at the end of his life. I walked into the basement, to his house. And he tells me, Alan, you're not going to believe what the doctors told me. I thought for sure he's going to tell me. Right, you'll learn this today, Rabbi. So I used to be called Arla. Okay? So growing up in my father's shul, I was Arla. Okay, so you're going to hear a lot of stories about Arla. So I thought he's going to tell me that the doctor told him. He says, the doctor can come in shul Rosh Hashanah. I thought for sure he's going to tell me that the doctor gave him, he told me, doctor me again, good news, he tells me. Put before this, that. Because my doctor, I said to him, was is me to be so? He said, ah, it was not that as a good, he tells me. Not as a good. That he can tell me good. He told me I'll be able to come as a son at the show. You know how they say. I'm not like the Pashti. We start to understand what Yiddish I used to look like. No galusy, as they continue, the yid velt under she changes, revolves. And when you look to the free gedoyers, you see what was diabolic yid, and possibly the Rabbeinu Shlomo put that yid in Holocaust. So he knew he could survive it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. There was an Amunah Pshuta. It was something very big and special about the Yid Amol. What was his Ikar Simcha? Kumin and Shul, Leil and Davening. That's what it was. Today we search for other Simchas. So Shavas. Shavas means a person has to know that his Simcha, stopped. So this is the first kiddo. Shava Surah Mimani, Shamuni Ayyub, Schiyu Masha Yuni, there's all the big things that happen. Nafla Idena Bitsultuya. And you have to know this in the beginning. That no matter how much we're going to talk about terrible and churban, it's with Sasai, it's with Simcha, the Zaktishkin Pachman, because it's with an Amuna of Chibsul Chazayim Ben Brachim. So this is the first kiddo. Okay, so Shabbas, Suru Menu.
Oh, he's supposed to be a man.
Next kinda, Echa Atzta Ta'atefa. Atzta means quickly. You got angry at Klal Yisrael. What is it about quick? Atzta is the Lashon. It's a quick getting angry. You know, when you love somebody, you get angry fast. It's a siman that there's something wrong. It's a very famous brother. Mother says that one of the reasons persons allowed to be mekadesh ishtei rishayna is going to one man the omar if she diach tafshila, she burnt the soup. The balaish of the ajavim, I heard this grace gedoyt, mayutik and kuda. That's a reason to divorce your wife. That's a reason to get rid of a wife because she burned the soup. Taylor says, it's Achzalis. So the Ajin Ameira did you say, if this gets you angry, it's a sin and there was no Ahava. We're asking the Abish to raise the Ahava. So this kid is a very stark kid. I don't think you realize. A lot of Dallas, who's the Amish? It's a very difficult question in the kids, in the group. So, Echo. What is Echo? Echo means Echo. Echo means according to many Ayeka, the Rebbeinu Shemira. It's a shver shayu. Even on the bedaf das pahandlum. We were in the concentration camp. Someone had this question, and they thought Echo atzto. There's such mehiros. Where is all the ahava? The alshich fataychis aleilani beichia. What do I cry about? Ki rochak mimeni menachem meishik nafshi. Who is the menachem meishik nafshi? Who is it? The bereshit. As he said, the alshich, the richuk. Ki rochak mimeni. That itself aleilani beichia. This is what the Yisrael Mishayrish and the Shleimis tells us. We're crying about the Siluk Hashkina, the Hastaponim. It's a big part of the Aveilus. There's a word from the Lechem Dima. Shivchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem. Usually Hashem is spelled hey with the dot, with the dash, right? Yud kei vav kei. Here it's spelled out Agus. He says, why is it spelled Agus? It should have been Naikach Pnei Hashem, the Shem Hashem. So he explains that you don't understand what it means. It doesn't mean Naikach Pnei Hashem in front of. That's what we're crying about, that we're not Naikach Pnei Hashem. The Rishon of Buddhism. Thus, the Rishon of Buddhism. That's Neichach. Why are we not Neichach Pnei Hashem? If you look at the Kinnah, We speak Zecher Hashem Mehoyolam. Remember what we had. Many fataych Mehoyolam means what happened to us. What happened? I don't think that's the taych Mehoyolam. Mehoyolam is what we did have. Look at the kid. Everyone is Bloy Zecharta. The Ligas Diluk. See, look at each one. Bloy Zecharta Brisbane Absarim. The second one, Bloy Zecharta Dligas Diluk. Derech Hashem, the lack of the blood was the midbar, that you took care of us in the midbar. V'lo yizachar tevid vesek, vesek Hashem Yaakov Yudecha is the Sanhedrin where they used to come together. V'lo yizachar techitun, the chasana of chukei chayir v'shechachakta l'chamulecha. We're talking about the zmanim of Ahava, the times where we were so close to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. So we asked the Eibishter, how come you didn't remember that? Where is that? This is Zachar. We're trying to sing Sigimen Zeiten, that there was tremendous Ahava. Where did that happen? Echa Atzta, how so quickly did you turn? Efshim Nisht Hazeb Aliut. Efshim is Nisht Hazeb, and thus is the Bechir. It's a tremendous Bechir. I keep with me all the time. Punk was interesting. I made my son make me a copy of it. I left it in the yeshiva punk before Tishma. He made me a copy, but I keep this with me all the time. It's a piece of a guy. Hell like a piece of a guy. And when you sing the song, Yishbati Eschem, the noise Yerushalayim, you'll hear a tight from the guy. Yishbati Eschem. I make you promise. I must promise. It's about the Eschem, the Noish Shalai. In Tinsu is Daidi, Matagidu. What are you going to tell him? If you meet the Eibish, Daidi, what are you going to tell him? So, you know what it is when a person wants, there's so much to say, right? I build the Chazeifun Zogit. Matagidu, Shechayla Sahavon. Zok the Goyim, Mikolat Tzori Shimitzuni. From all the things that I went through, all my tzaris, when you meet the Eibishter, should you tell him about all this? Al Tagidu Lo Yoyser. Don't tell him anything. Just tell him one thing. Shechayla Sahav Oni, Shezeh Kashal Yoyser Mikula. Mashu Nifra Bimeni. Don't tell him all my tzaras. Tell him my biggest tzar. What's my biggest tzara? Chaylas Ahava. It's a palliative guy. The Rebbeinu Shloimeh, tell him what we went through in all the galus. Don't tell him. When he's back, I make you promise. This is the problem. Why is that one? I don't want you to tell him anything. I want you to tell him one thing. Ki chaylas ahava ani, shezek kashali yoysim mikula. All my tzaras, this is my biggest sorrow. Ma shehu nifrad. Sounds familiar? Ayid, I mentioned the last tiller. Put me this. Chayla. What is my biggest chayla? What is my biggest? What's my biggest sorrow? What did the what could have the doctor told me? Bad news or good news? I said, "Can't gain." Sure, Rosh Hashanah. This guy. So you don't understand the yisoidus of us. I'm then. You have a glimpse of it sometimes. But this is zechayim. We asked Avish to remember all the ahava. Where is the ahava and the yisoidus? Who is the Keshem? So, Echo Atzko. Appel. Okay. Say Echo Atzko. Adin, Avchin, Adei, Adin's all different. Ruskhois keeps on going. Adve, Ehovcha. These are all different Ruskhois of cries and screams. And the Chiyav. Because the truth is, every emotion that a person person has with Abitzar should be what he feels for the Beis HaMikdash. Yet the Musa, Adve, Havcha, Ozda, Tzitrin, Tzar. Why? Because that out feeling. Every human emotion that a person can have for Aveilus, not for Hubbard. That's this kinnah. But there's interesting in the kinnah. Adve b'cholev lahamtzi eikul. You see it, Rabbeisai? 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth paragraph. Adve b'cholev. My heart is chenk. It's chenk. Adve b'cholev lahamtzi eikul. To find it. To find it. To find it. Yeah, every kinnah kinnah is the same nekuda, Hester, and I search to find the Eberst. Every kinnah, every kinnah. Shirashir, thus is fellas, looking and finding, it's hide and go seek, so it's machbuit. And you're saying, what do I need? My real business. My real business is to say that the children play. Hide and seek. It's really was hidden in Dallas. My real good, very interesting. My real this one. And you see, I always think to myself that a lot of the things around us, a lot of the, is really to teach us this. Yesterday we spoke about the Gevain from Akind. And I want to tell you something. People think babies cry because they're babies. I would say babies cry because they're pure. A child is a pure. The purer the child, the more he cries. A lot of the things we think, see, I claim it. Hide and go seek. Who would imagine that the hide and go seek, the Maril Diskin, would learn on your side. Lust of your side. The Tata. We went to high. We got us, and thus is Shira Shira. So let's take a look. One part of the kinnah. Sakaisa, the Onam, the Averit philosophy. What is Sakaisa? It was the Chfadet. You covered yourself with an Onam, with a cloud. Me Averit philosophy. My tefillah can't go through. So what is that? It's like hidden in a cloud. Amar Hashem lishkein ba'arafel. Rishlil is hidden. One of your pelvic thing. Vayeyir Hashem ba'onon vayisyatev imay shah. Is it sakaisa ba'onon me'avayir tefilasi? What is it? Sakaisa ba'anan me'alvayr tfilasi. Which means you covered yourself, so my tefillah can't go through. Vayavay, vayayir Hashem ba'anan. Vayisyatev imash. And the Teretz is, the sakaisa means it's fadek from Mibachutz. But in there, vayayir Hashem ba'anan, vayisyatev imash, the Teretz is there with you. Yes, you know, today they have this famous song, Filu Bastar. This is what we see in Dallas. Sometimes from the Sakaisa lane, in the honor, by Yerud Hashem, the Rebbeish comes down by Siatzit and by Shom. So we'll say the Kinna. We'll say the Kinna. Adat Kud Shamay, Am Iti Shamay. I'm going to go to the next one. Echo Sifardi Mirashoisa Hishlichu. So each kina ends with the Chachach, right? Chokaisa Kelechu, then it's Minasati Gishmecha the Itam, the Hissig Lachen Daish is Batsir. This is all the brachas, Anisi Alechem, Minasati Mishkoni, Misalachti Besoichachem. Then of course there's the klalos. So tifarti, you know, a lot of the avelus is about the Ashrechem Yisrael, Shatim Oilim, what you were capable of achieving, the gedula and the geula that you're able to achieve. Ashrechem Yisrael, Shatim Noiflim, Ein Uman Neifelus Kachem. So you have the bracha, and then you have the klala. Tifarti mirashoi sayishlichu. A lot of avelus is when you understand what could have been. Was mit falorin, mit unserem meisen. Person, when he loses something because he caused it, there's a pain in that also. Some of the greatest avelus is guilt. Guilt. in the Beis HaMikdash, Avelis, part of it is not only what we lost, but the guilt that we felt. We could have had tremendous bracha, tremendous things. Tifarti mirashoy sai hishlichu. Who's hishlichu? They threw tifarti mirashoy upineged kisi akovet zelim hishlichu. The chalolam tnai yashachoy zay nimlochu. Nam and bechukai sai teilechu. Take a look at the kina in the middle. Kumi Gafni Shavi Aldani. Pasha chiluchi benum bimpel ve'im. The way we react is the way the Eibishter reacts with us. In the chukai say peilechu, Afani Halach Bimak, I will go with you. It's almost like we led the Churban. So, Kumi Dafki, we have to take the first step. Dafki, Shavu, Aldomi, don't be quiet. There's a very famous Shaila. When Golus ends, will Golus end? Because the Eibishter says, I'm going to take you out of Golus. It has to be that we do the first step. Who does the first step to get us out of Golus? In the Eidah we say, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha, L'Nashuva. Rabbeinu Shalom, you take us out. You take us out. Yet, your Rabbeinu Shalom says, Shuva Eilein, Shuva Aleicha. You have to take the first step. Who has to, you know, there's two Zmanim when the Golus will end. It's Begitai and Achishai. What's the chil between Begitai and Achishai? What's the chil? So Begitai means when we will bring Mashiach. Begitai, when it's proper time, Achishai means I awaited, which means when we're not ready, we don't deserve it. The Kumim Leil. There's two Zmanim of when Mashiach is going to come, when the Geul is going to come. There's a Be'itai, a time. And then there's Achishena, I waited, which means it's not going to come from anything that we do. Kumi Dovki, Shavi, Aldoni, some kind of chapi. Him is saying there's a time that's without to push. It's a big shayla in halacha. Are you able to push the time of Geul? If you notice, we daven mehera, mehera l'seicha tafi, mehera l'seicha tafi. Is it the time to come? It's not the time to come. What's going to be with all the tikkunim of the galus that we're supposed to fix? Yet the Golus, there's a reason why we go through Golus. Are we able to be Doiches Hashem? We know that one of the Shalish Shavuos was that we won't be Doich. We're not going to push your way back into Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Why not? Why is it one of the things, it's one of the Shalish Shavuos, of course, one of the greatest controversies about it's coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Why is there a thing, Shulay Tidcha? Why not push the Geul? Push it. And the Tarit says, because the Rebbe Yishuv knows how much Golus we need. We're not ready to go. Zman Rebbe once told me something interesting. So those years that I was. The Y, everybody knows the shul that we spoke about. How I ended up in the Y basis, why I was there, I don't know. It's one of the Y's that I have. Williamsburg, today, the Spinker Shul, across the street from the hall, the Spinker Shul, right from the hall from the Sotman Hall, what's across the street, that big building? It's Spinker, right? Yeah. What's across the street from the Sotman Hall? From the hall where they are in Williamsburg. They filled with some shul. It used to be the Y. We went there. I had no idea where the summers we used to go because there was no, they didn't charge. There was no charge. My father was already there, so we used to go there. I had no idea why we ended up there. But ain't that basic. I was like, mashing the minyanim for the splendor. The splendor of this besmedrish is right next over there. We needed minyanim. It was very hard. He used to pull us over all the time, tell us things. So remember, he told me something very interesting. He said, even though you're not allowed to be doiches Hashem, of the tefillah maybe. Doiches Hashem means you can't force, but if you daven. Of the dust can be fine. Kumi dofki. Shabi al dami. I'm all menstruacht. Okay, we deserved. We deserved. We were over on all the things that the Kaisei Peleichu. The Kayach HaTfilah is able to take us out from Golas even if we don't deserve it. Even if we don't deserve it. Tfilah. Kumi, get up. Dafti. Klapin of Intir. Shavi al Domi. Musni Chaoy Me'eretz Kayleich Vidun. Yoyish Ishkani Vidimi. Yoyish Vidun Menud in Pelch Vidun. Okay, we'll continue the next day. Eicho.
I know that
Next kingdom. Chatzelus Hasharim. Chatzelus Hasharim is roses. How did the Chatzelus Hasharim, the cave of roses, Hasharim, the Dom Aroim Mipin Naisei Ora? Then it goes to all the different Mishmairis. This is Bachli Sifka, Mishmaisha Sfarim, Kinera, Koyim, Benavi, Biyama, Kippur. So we lost the Mishmairis Kabuna because of Zacharya, who was killed. Leis HaMikdash, Koyim, Benavi, killed the Koyim, Benavi. So Mela, we lost the Mishmairi Kabuna. You know, you notice the word Chatzelus Hasharim has to do with Shoshana Be'amakim, has to do with the beauty of Klal Yisrael. What is the beauty of Klal Yisrael? So we have the Kehanim, these were the elite of Klal Yisrael. You notice that the small Kehanim, they're called Pirchei Kehuna, Malashim Krachim, the flowers. The Kehanim was part of the Shemkait of the Beis HaMikdash. But there's another very interesting part of the Kinnah. Hayu oivim malivim b'leichmei lechem, kibitlu haloi perois l'roiv lechem. Because we stopped giving food to the Aniyim, v'utzmi mimayim u'milechem, therefore kibitlu shtei alechem mibeis lechem. So we talk about the tztaka. There's a part of the kinnah here is that tztaka, we stop with tztaka. Once heard from my Rebbe Rudalski, Chatzelus Hasharim. What is Chatzelus Hasharim? It's the beauty of Klal Yisrael. One of the most beautiful things about Klal Yisrael is their kind to give chesed, to do good tztaka. They stand out. Sheshana Bein HaChaychim. And then a kudah of giving of doing chesed. How many times do we see the belt outside the world? They talk about Klal Yisrael's ability to do chesed. The brain don't understand. 2 years ago, I told you an interesting story. We were in the hospital. All year we were in the hospital. So the people in the shul here, they used to come all the time, day and night. They used to come to visit. If you remember, it was flu season. They didn't let anyone into the hospital, period. And definitely not after visiting hours. And they used to come. Yeah. So, I once asked one of the people in the shul, I asked him, how are you able to get through? So he said, you never heard of a bottle of wine. He didn't know how to do it. We bring the guy a bottle of wine and he lets us in. The head nurse came to complain. She came to complain to me and she said to me, it's not right for the other chaylim on the floor. Even though I'm constantly coming and it's not right and there's rules and it's not fair. I never heard from her again. Never heard. So a few weeks later, I asked her, I said to her, tell me, I see that you don't care, you let everybody in. He says, no. What happened was we had a meeting of the nurses. And the nurses said, if you're going to try to stop them, it's not going to work anyway. Chesed, this thing that they loved. They got this, you might as well turn a blind eye and leave it alone. Forget it. There's no way to stop. There's no way to stop the chesed of Klal Yisrael. This is something which is called Chatzelus Hasharim. We stood out in certain things that we developed. And this had a lot to do with the fact that we have Ashras Hashkina. Ashras Hashkina of Klal Yisrael. I don't know if you realize that. Most of mitzvahs are tluyas ba'aretz. What is mitzvahs are tluyas ba'aretz? Tell me, is davening mitzvah tluy baretz? Who's up? Rabbi said, Pashtazach. What's mitzvah? So karbonis, it's not really tluy baretz because makriv mafu bishay bag is bodily. Right? I don't think it's baretz. Maybe it's based on mikdash. Mitzvah tluy baretz is all chesed and giving, paying and meiser. It's all about giving and giving and giving. Chatzelus Asharim, the Sheikite to Klal Yisrael, is the recruiter that Eretz Yisrael means Eretz, because we get stuck with Umitut Chesed. And that's me Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael means the land itself. Umvas is Pinushasa. The being true to my reason. Why is that Kedushas? Because their chesed is really Kedusha. So Chatzelus Hashem, you know, we talk about Gols and the Artzom. Once you know, there's certain parts of campus that touch me so much, I can't even tell you. Gols and the Artzom, Kalom the Kushetas, the Shane of Kalom. Kal Yisrael is called the Shane of Kalom. A lot of things that should hurt a person. One of them is this one, but it's very hard. This touches me tremendously. Also, the arts of Kalam that you shed this. The Sheikai from the Kalam, versus the Sheikai, Bavoin. Nice, this is Shaita. This was the Kedusha, and it has to do with Churban HaBayis. The Bittul of the Kedusha. The Bittul of the Kedusha means what's the get to Trumas and Maisus together. And that's why we talk Hoya Oivim Malivim the Loich Me Lechem, the Bittul Aloy Groysa. Rav Lechem. What's the calendar Kushetas? Why is this the Toya? You know what a kala? A kala is all about to give for the chasam. Klal Yisrael is called the kala. It's a meaning of the matonis. A kala has matonis. She carries, what are her shame and matonis? The answer is, the Mailas Ruchnius that the Kala has, the Maila Ruchnius that the Kala has is her Sheikai. So what's the Kala Yisrael Sheikai? It's Kayach HaChesed. It's Kayach HaChumis Maisrus. The Maila Eichel Yashva Chatzelus HaShavayim and Yisrael Klal Yisrael among the nations. I don't know, truthfully, I don't know any other country where there's a halacha from the land itself, as we muzgedim yedim yikudim, is payah. And there's truman, maisis, and bailis, and from the land itself. We give stock to, I don't know, that people give. It's not, it's a chelik of the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And that's Kalam the Kushet is Bavoy Maisus Mishnah. On the Melech Yeshio. Yeshio HaMelech is from the Braisa, from the biggest the Klal Yisrael had. The entire kit, the entire fourth part of Echa is a kinan Yeshiyahu. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo told Yirmiyah to make that kinah. Chazal tell us that it was the Rabbeinu Shlomo who told, and it's the biggest kinah. From all the kinahs, from all the echas, the biggest perik is perik Dalet. The Farshim talk a lot how churban has a lot to do with tzaddikim. Churban and tzaddikim. And the churban is addressed to tzaddikim are killed. We see the Asara Rebbe Malchus. It's one of the symbols, we're going to learn it later. Galus is Asara Rebbe Malchus. Why? So there's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Misa tzaddikim, Kisreifas Deisalikeinu. It's like Sreifas. So when Yeshiyahu, the Tzadik Yeshiyahu, he was the Tzadik Adar, so what's the Pashim Shah? It's Kashal Yisrael Kisreifas Deisalikeinu. That's what it means. Zoyvi Mefalirt, the Beis HaMikdash. Zoyvi Mefalirt, the Beis HaMikdash. And it's for Klal Yisrael, a tremendous churban. The tzaddik is a churban for Klal Yisrael. It's the same churban. Beis HaMikdash gave us the Rezak, the Alts, the Yerushalayim. Everything came from the Beis HaMikdash. Har Hashem Yirah. And the tzaddik is the Zel Bazach. I think it's a tifrit the Herab on the site. And throughout the future kinnis, I'm going to show this to you. Rebbeinu Shlomo is Masher Shechinasoi on everything in this world. One of the Tzinoirim of Ashras HaShechina is through the Tzadikim. One of the Tzinoiris of Ashras HaShechina is through the Talmidei Chachamim. The Beis HaMikdash, what is the year that we have for the Beis HaMikdash? The Rambam says it's not the Mikdash. Why do we have fear? Why is there Halacha Meir Mikdash? Because Halacha Meir Mikdash, Loi Min HaMikdash Ati Yare Elamimi Sheshachein Babayis Hazeh. You know, there's a Din Meir Talmud Chacham also. Why is there a Din Meir Talmud Chacham? There's a Chidah. Chidah says, Es Hashem Alikecha Tira. We all know, Es is what? The rabbis. Amidah Chacham. Zog the Chidah. Then a mensch has Yira, the Talmud Chacham. It's Es Hashem Alikecha Tira. It's the same Yira. Then he says something very strong, Rabbi said. Es Hashem Alikecha Tira. The Oisei Savid, Samir Yechidah, the Oisei Savid. So how does it passes one has done to do with the other, with the drasha of Es Hashem Alikechatir, of the Rabbis Talmid HaChachamim. Zak Yechidah, the Oisei Savid, if you have Yira from a Talmud Chacham, and you're close to the Talmud Chacham, then it's Oisei Savid, it's as if you're the Ilu Hikrif Karbat. Tell the Yechidah, Rabbi, I say, yeah. Es Hashem Alikecha Tira, Es the Rabbis Talmid HaChachamim. Oisei Savayit, because Oisei means, even in the Rabbis Talmid HaChachamim, whoever is close to Talmud Chacham, Ilu Hikrif Karbon. Zaini, Tavos, Zivan, Shechina, by the Talmid HaChachamim too. Throughout the Kiddush, we're going to show how everything had Shechina, and when the Beis HaMikdash, the Siluk HaShechina, it's nostalgic from everything, from everywhere. The effects that we have from around us is because of Siluk HaShechina, it's all Nigram in the Beis HaShechina. That's the Pshat Kisreifas, basically Keinu. There's a Siluk HaShechina in that also. So Yeshiyahu, Ayikainen, Eicha Eili Kainim Eilav. That's part of the kinnis, the churban, the siluk shchina for the tzaddikim also. So Eicha Eili, go ahead. Eicha Eili Kainim Eilav. And Shmaya Shana Eicha Lidreis Melikav. Next kin Aliyah Shet Afto Agloi Rishis and Kisei covered with Zarfa. So this is going on the Beis Hamikdash. Baholi is Eichel. It comes from the Lashon Oil Bayit. The tent where the Rebbeinu Shlailam met up with Klal Yisrael. This is the Oil Asher Ta'afto. You had a time before you wanted this. Rebbeinu Shlailam was. He wanted an Aveda Tachtainim. Medrash Mesiyah Rebbeinu Shlailam created the world, and his Kavanah was that there should be a Beis Hamikdash. That one day he will have a dira of the tachtayim, a place, a bias among the tachtayim. The question is, why oil? It should say bias. If you're talking about the Beis Hamikdash, since when is the Beis Hamikdash called an oil? The Mishkan, you have oil might. In the Beis Hamikdash, it was something called oil. The second question, all the Mefarsheha, Haitanim ask, so what? It's not a holy, it's a halecha, it's the Rebbeinu Shlailam. It's what I mean. Halecha asher to'afto, it's talking to the Rebbeinu, name, Rabbi Yisai. Yeah? It should say, a halecha asher to'afto. What's a holy? The Teretz says, I told this to you many times, and we mentioned it on Shabbos. Hine oimed achar kasleinu. Mashgirach menachalainus. Meitzitz menacharaku. Kasleinu unzir. Not oimed achar kaisel. You know, people today, they call it the kaisel amarovi. I think they should better call it kasleinu. What is kasleinu? It's mine. Yeah, we did. And the Hagish Ahali, it's my. It's my oil. And what's an oil? First, we say oil is mayim. It's where we meet up with the Rebbeinu Shlailam. What was the mail of the Mikdash? What did every Yid feel in the Beis Hamikdash? Sai mitzad him, sai mitzad Rabbeinu Shleilim, that it was the mutter where he was able to meet with the Rabbeinu Shleilim. Shalosh pamim, Hashana, Yerulat, Kosachur, Kederesh, Baliris, and Baliris. It was the place where the Yid was miskashi with the Rabbeinu Shleilim. So a holy, Asher to'afto, what is the base on it? It's the Keshe. Moyet. It's the Keshe. We spoke many times that Tisha B'Av is called a Moyet. And we said, why is it called a Moyet? Chayr, Moyet is Yantif. And the Teretz is, Moyet means Chibur. It's connected. Moyet is the connection. The Keshe that the Yid had with the Rabbeinu Shalom was through the Beis HaMikdash. The Nituk is Churban. Is it Shayach to have this Moyet even without the Beis HaMikdash? So we have something called Mayagot. We have Yom Tov, they're called Mayagot. Mayadim was Aliyah L'Rega. Because that was Mayit. That was the union of the Yantar. The Mayit. When we, I don't know if you realize it, when we have this Musaf on Yantar, what Nigin do we use in the Tefillah? Areinu B'Vinyana, Yisamcheinu B'Sikuna. It's Alitziah. It's the same Musaf. It's the same Nigin. The leads here, if you really realize it's the same thing. Reinu b'vinyan, v'samcheinu. It's a leads here. Where is the churban? The churban is in the fact that we don't have this moyet. There's a very famous shayla. Why do we do birchas kayanim on Yom Tov? So, we should have birchas kayanim all the time. Birchas Kayanim all the time. So it's Yidua from the Gayan, and in Galus, we don't do Birchas Kayanim. We do Birchas Kayanim. We try to establish it in a certain place, and the whole city burnt down. So we knew that it wasn't time, it wasn't the place to bring Birchas Kayanim. Yet we do it on Yom Tov. Why do we do it on Yom Tov? So Ramah is a Meridian Chiddush. Showed it to you once. Ramah says, because you need tremendous simcha. You need tremendous simcha. When is a person the simcha? Yantif. And when on Yantif? Musaf. And when in Musaf? At the end of Musaf, when he's ready to go home to eat. Zakhtar Ramah, the nearly tamatzim. I think this is my own reason why. Must make the Rambam. What does the Rambam mean? Yeah. What does the Rambam mean? And why does Birchas Kayanim need Simcha? And what does it have to do with Yantar? The Targum says, "Kederesh Baliris, Kim Baliris." There's a special Birchas Kayanim. Ani Avarcha. What is Vaniyah Baruchim? The song of Shmiya B'nei Yisrael, Vaniyah Baruchim, was a tremendous Hashras Hashchina in Birchas Kayanim. One of the reasons why we don't look at the hands of the Kayanim when they duchen, so people will tell you it has to do with the Shechina. The real reason is Rabbi Yisai, because of Pesach Hadas. We don't want that Shechina. That's the real reason for halacha. People don't know this. The reason that's brought in halacha is because of Hesach Hadas. Because when you start looking at the hands of Kehanim, you're not paying attention to Birchas Kayan. There's a halacha, Azayvi Ma'ish Menesri, the Tarnish Messiah Das. I don't know if you know this also. There's a halacha that you're not supposed to have pictures in a Beis Medrash. Halacha, Sebuchas Beis HaKnesses. Why? Because you can't have people distracted. But in Zayavet Gebracht Der Nekud, that there's a special Hashras Hashchina in Birchas Kayanim. So a chelik of the Churban, achelik of the churban is zonshan kibichas kibichas. That's part of the galus. And why on Yontif do we have it? Because Yontif is kavod to tapet b'mayit. It's tapet time where there is mayit. The reason why you need simcha is because ein hashchina shayra. Shabbos also has a Hashras Hashchina. Also, it's one of the things about Hashras Hashchina. Told you all from the Gemara that one of the reasons why there was Churban Abayis was because of Shabbitlu, the Mezalzel and Shabbos. Zilzul Shabbos, Churban Abayis, what's the connection in the Teretz is? There's Hashras Hashchina and Shabbos. What is the Hashras Hashchina and Shabbos? We know that the whole house, the Rishonim, is like the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. So Zoyim, the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. The Kiddush, there's the Nesachim, and the breads of the Lechem HaPanim, and that's why according to many, you have 12. And then there's Basar, and then Yayin, and then Zmiris, and then, right, Shira. Where does Birchas Kayanim come from? Why is there a Birchas Kayanim? We mevarach the children. The Parshan asks us for a question. Why do we do? Where did the minute come from that we do Birchas Kayanim? What's the Teretz Rabbi say? Because there's an Hashras Hashchina. Shabbos is Hashras Hashchina. Shiva Ramosha always used to say, why is it connected? And the Teretz is, because the Iker is Hashras Hashchina in the Beis HaMikdash, but we can live without that. We live without the Beis HaMikdash, but you can't live without Shabbos. So where is the Hashras Hashchina today? The Hashras Hashchina today is in the Shabbos. Hashras Hashchina today is in the Shabbos. Ois he le'ol mi'ad b'inu b'inu Yisrael. That kesher, b'inu b'inu Yisrael. That itself is a part of Hashras. The Bnei Yisrael made that in Galus, the things which is Hashras Hashchina. Tell me, Rabbi, you say, how many, what is the one thing that will bring the Gula? How many Shabbos and two Shabbos? That's the touch. Shabbos is the oifen of Hashras Hashchina. In the Galus, the Rebbeinu Shlomo made where we could find other things, and other Mahalchim had of Hashras Hashchina. But this is, what's the Iker of the Beis HaMikdash? It's Keshem. The Iker is the Keshem. It's the Keshem. Shigalu mi'al shulchan aviv, the Keshem, the Keshem. So yedi yid, Ali, Asher ta'ach. Let's get back.
Thank you.
next kin of Eikai brings all the different kais we find in the Torah of Haftachas. So we're asking, we're money, the Rabbeinu Shalom Eikai, where are all these Haftachas? Because one line in the beginning of the first part of the kinah, which is very interesting. Eikai gosh kiseh le'ayla l'ratzei secha, nelcha adkai pitui be'edei secha, hein ata dukaru kupelech ra'yosecha, yesh an apcha b'tzayim ra'yosecha. I'm going to translate it for you and I'll show you. And the end of Rabbi says, the real truth is, a Tana, or even a Rishon, there's so much chachma, and there's so many different hashkafas and hergeshim that he puts into every sentence. And some of the kinnas seem like random things, they're just putting together words. And Eikai, where is Kai? Let's see the words. Eikai gosh kiseh, lai losecha l'ratzei secha. Seh is the carbon, la'ayla to be meratze. Now, who said kai? When do we have a set that it was kai? And the answer is not kedah. Nelcha kai. He tells the Yishma, right? Ani vanar nelcha ad kai. Pitui be'edah yisecha. He was mefat to him in your Torah, which means he didn't tell him that he told Nelcha Koy, but really meant what? That he was going to come back? No, he wasn't going to come back, right? Was he was planning on coming back, Nelcha Koy ben Ashuva? No. He plans on that he'll never come back. So Pitui be'edayisach. In your Torah, this was a Pitui. It was a switch. V'hein ata dukaru kepelach ra'yosecha. And today, Klal Yisrael is the karu, they're stamped. Yeshan apcha, your anger, smoke, b'tzayim arisecha, with your tzayim, Klal Yisrael, which is your tzayim matmira, your flock. Vas tutsachavta, vas. I want to tell you an interesting thing, which I think is so obvious. You know, karbonis in Churban needs to be explained. The first Yidin, why a Yidin Nikra? And the answer is they're karbonis. Merutze karbonis. What is a karbonis? Yidin live with Mesiras Nefesh. But there's two types of Mesiras Nefesh. Amal, the Mesiras Nefesh is, I'm not giving them leather. Amal, the Mesiras Nefesh is, the daily life. Avraham Avinu was makriv Yitzchak, but he wasn't. Shneit and Rishayim, it's really a brisker of. He was makriv him a carbon, it's a leben, a carbon. It's a different type of a carbon. As a matter of fact, the Medrash says that he told Sarah that he's going Adkai. This Adkai is not only to Yishmael. He told him, I'm taking Yitzchak Adkai. Mishtalzach for. She had no question where he's taking the son. We're going and we'll be back. When? Who? What? Where? I'm taking him to the yeshiva. That's what Paul. I'm taking him to a place where the land is in the left time. The Nelcha Adkai. It's a medrash, a very interesting medrash. So when Avraham Avinu said, right, "Ani v'anar nelcha adkai," what did they mean? He meant adkai till here, and not through. Adkai, which means he's not going to be nishkat. So Avraham Avinu's adkai was karban mechayim, pitui be'edei sefer. It's really that a mensch can zayin a carbon in the type. The hein ata dukaru pelach ra'yosecha. The ma'isa today with nikravim. That wasn't the kai. The promise of kai is aracha. At kai was that mizulpat zayin carbonis, not carbon. That it should be dukaru Pelach Rayosef. It's not Yeshan Abcha Yitzonim Rayosef. It wasn't Eshet. It was a different type of Hakrov. The Mekainen is saying is that everything that we went through in Golus, we could have had it in a different way. All the Milus that we needed in Golus, and all the Tikkunim that we needed in Golus, Ken Zayne Fanadim Mahal. The Mela A Kai, where are all the Kais in the Torah? Yes, we have to go through things. With Avazat, with Skidak Zayn, with Misa, with all these types of Misas. So this is A Kai, Oimer Kairis Lav, the Petzai, the Brisbane Absarim, Kai Yia, Monetza. Kai. The Kai, it could have been different Kai. And it ended up in Lama Lahim Zonachta Lanetzach. Okay, let's continue. Meaning, what I'm trying to say is everything in the Torah, it could have been used out for the Torah. The Torah's Nitzchis, whatever the Torah says is going to happen, the Klal Yisrael will happen. The Hein Ata Bolatzon Biretzach, Lama Lahim Zonachta Lanetzach, if it's Koyye Lanetzach. It could have been in a different way. Everything could have been different. It could have been Peter Dane and Sattler with Kai. And what did it end up? Taku Kamaris. The A Kai after us. Next kinnah speaks about what is churban, what is galus. We always think that galus is an einish for chatai. Galus is also a tikkun, and the biggest raya is that from the beginning of bria, it was already set in the plan that there should be galus. How did it come about? What was already planned from before? The galus was planned from before. So, were we able to change that? Were we able to do anything? Chazal tell us, and that's the last thing, b'shali ramas, the aretz hoysa soyu is going on churban. Chazal. It was already miramas. It could be that's the Toyu and Vayu. The two Bati Mikdash, Toyu and Vayu. So it was already predestined. So what is exactly the reason for Galus if it's before even Uzer Chet? And the parents is, it's the Tikkun HaBrit. Part of Galus, and I think, again, you know, we could say nice Torah on all the kids. You know, I don't know if it's what. I'm not even so sure. I thought about it. You know that could be an issue too. I know people say nice and bertlach. It's not so pashut that it's mutter. It's simply the kinnis is to learn, to understand. So fashtein. Vas is aveilus, or vas is mutter. We're trained to think that churban is a patch as an einish. The emes is kvaroso. It was already planned that there's going to be a churban anyway. Chaim de Brisk always learned that everything that happens in the world was actually from before, the outcome was already there. He says the reason we eat matzah, we think when we left Mitzrayim. It's the other way around. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants we should eat matzah, so he sent us to Mitzrayim. So here's the shayla. What is galus? Is galus because we've been in Averis, we go to galus? Or maybe whatever happens is because we need to go to galus. I think Yirmi is telling us to understand that galus is not only an Irish. Galus is something, you know, they used to call the galus yid. The Shayim tell us that through every galus, Klal Yisrael becomes more Klal Yisrael. The Nisyonis of the Galus, the Yisurim of the Galus, makes the Yid. Just like the Shemit, how do you have Shemit? The more you kaitish it, the more it's mighty Shemnai. And this is what he's trying to say. Echa Eis Hashem Kfar Usol. This was already planned from before. Mela Dafin Oplar. Oplar, the lessons. Churban Abayis is not just Einish, it's to learn, it's to take from, to understand. Kavos, Kavos, Vos Midaf Mesakin Zayin, Vos, the Sakin Eilam B'Malchus Shaka. This is, part of it is the Golos. So, Eichleis Hashek Vaso, Tama Minenu Ligvois, Rebbeinu Shlomo was Tegeya, Ligvois is Chayvai. Mainly was Tevei the Chay. Tell me something. Rabbi Shem Kenish Vayichel Zayin the Chay. What's the Lashon? Tava Mimeni. Ligvois the Shayu. What does that mean? Because Rabbi Shem could be Vayichel the Chay. I forget. But Rabbi Shem Vilm, it's all Tzal. Okay. This is what the Abish wanted because Esa Asher are the soul. Okay. Let's go back to it. Yeah.
I was
The next kid is Zaches Shasa Tsar Bifnim. It's Titus. This is Titus coming into the Kachek Kedoshim. And he took his sword, stuck it into the Pereiches, bled, was bleeding, and he thought he killed the Vainishlam. You know, there's something very interesting about this Kina. It puts together so many different things that no shaykhus one to the other. It talks about Esash Asa Tzar Bifnim, that he stuck his knife into the Kachi Kedashim. Then it goes to the Lechem Apanim. The Ace Ketime Lechem Apanim. How did the Lechem Apanim, the time of the Lechem Apanim, how did the Lechem Apanim come in here? If you notice in the middle too, it talks about the Kais Lamarot. Here we have a reference. Al Pesach Harabayis, Heichel Lavoi, B'yad Abarosha, Itapsu Lachriboi, Al Tzad Marovi, L'Zecher Hisriboi, Tzad Achar Kusleinu, V'loi Rav Riboi. He let us, here it's Mashma that he let the fourth wall stand. Medrashma Mashma that he tried to burn it down and it didn't burn. From here it's Mashma that he wanted it up as a memory that look at the Churban, yeah? Look what you had and now you don't have it. It was supposed to be a memory to remind us that we lost the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Tzog Achar Kusleinu. He's standing behind the wall and he doesn't say anything. If you look at the end of the Kina, you'll see Hashiveinu Shivu Kuvo B'nichve Yom. Yeah, Yiladim, the one before. Atik etzavter v'sheis l'paneis. Yiladim ha'she'em b'em kol mo'um. This is about the boat. That's the Gemara in Gittin, where the kids threw themselves into the water that they shouldn't become violated by the God. What's tutzacha? How do we mix all these things together? They say, hold this in a very deep of the head. It's called Lechem Apanim. Why is it called Lechem Apanim? Why is it called life? The Gemara tells us that it never dried, it never became stale. And on every yomtif, again, notice yomtif, yeah? Right? Every yomtif, it would show Ruchi Baskel with their Malkut. Look how the Rebbeinu Shlom loves it. Why? You see, it stayed fresh. So, what does Panim mean? Panim means that it showed the face. Panim. And it had shei panim. You see, if you notice, it's called Ketime Lechem Apanim, Begida Pereiches Balas Shtei Panim. Why is the Pereiches Shtei Panim? So a lot of Rishonim learn that it had two faces on it. That the Pereiches itself had a picture of two faces. A lot of Rishonim learn. It's not my, there's no Gemara like this. The Rishonim say that it's hard to find where it's in the Gemara. So I wanted to kind of push this out. You know, there's a two sides to Mayim Panim no Panim. The Beis HaMikdash, when you came, Kedera Shabbat Lirais came by, the way you came to be seen, that's how the Rebbeinu Shalom saw you. Ruchi Baskel Lefnei HaMakayim. Look how the Rebbeinu Shalom loves the Lechem Apanim. The Lechem Apanim was Kimayim Panim El Panim. So when he went and he stuck it into the knife, right? So it should have been, it was Kayis. It should have been against him. And what happened? Nothing. Nothing happened. If you notice, it brings down here even Nadav Aviv. Here, Aviseinu. Yeah, Avisei, look, Avisei Nuzara, Kichnisu Bachurim Achla Eish. That when Nadav Aviyu, Unzer Bachurim, When the Balipta, they went in and the fire burnt them. What is he trying to say? We went in and we got burnt. He went in to burn. It says even Mitzrayim, yeah? He speaks about how we won the wars in Mitzrayim. It's also part of the kin over here. It was Matzliach, he went to Mitzrayim. Here, Mitzrayim v'chaloyim. You see? Al-Hadra is how this God, not the El Yalamu, God, Mitzrayim v'chaloyim. In Bam Gavar, and even Seichivu, he went to Mitzrayim. This Rasha, he walks in, and nothing happens. We, not the Naviyu. What happens? They get burnt. Where's the Kibayi plunder of the heart? That's really what we're asking. In Churban, there's not Tzvei Zachim. Be the Oyev has Matzliach, and be the Tzadikim in Ben Fabrent. That's why we bring the story of the children. The children were Tavu Bayot, the Tukin and the Vasa of us, because they had Yira Shemari there, and they died. That steer of Kimayi Ponim Oponim is good. It's Hester. Hester Ponim, where's your face? Where is the Ponim Oponim? This is the Kinnah. Zechayr, Esash Asa Tzar. He came in as a Tzar Bifnim. Shalach Uba, Lefnayu Lefnim. Went into the Ponim Ponim. And what happened? Nothing. There was a tumult to the left of my panim, so the panim of panim didn't work. Bachurah, Lad of Aviyu, they walked in, and right away punished. The Kimayim panim of panim is a lot of what we're mekaining about in Korban. Havas the Gutta, they have been Korban, and Havas the Yeshayim. This is Chayei Asha'asa Tzar B'Fim. The next kina in Pechal and Noshim Piryam Oilele Tepuchim. Oilele Tepuchim. This is one of the things of Korban where you see there's a breakdown. People, Anushis, Fakat, they're Mailov of Nachmanim. How it breaks down that they're able to eat Noshim Piryam, Tvashel Noshim Achmonias. You notice it says Alalai Li. What's Alalai Li? Ichvein Zichalein. Sometimes the Churban, the Menshalein is Churban. Alalai Li. What happens to the person? You know, the famous story from the Blaze of Silver. The Blaze of Silver said, he came over to him and told him that he doesn't want to have a daven again. This was in the DP camps. Why? He says, Shtel Zafar, we had no bread. Rationed out small pieces of, and everyone had mamas just to live on. Somebody had a sitter. We asked him if we could use the sitter. He said, no. Unless you give me the bread, I'm not giving you the sitter. If he could do this, this is This to me is abgefragt. Abgefragt. The blaze of silver, the chachmasai. What did he do? He came and he said, now, instead of looking at the person who didn't want to give up, how many people Taka gave up their bread? How many people Taka gave up their bread for the siddur? So why you look at him? What do you see? Sometimes the mailer becomes charev also. The mensch alein werd charev. Siluk shechina has its effect in everything. It has an effect even in the shachant and the seichon. But the mailer of klaliyos or rachmanis, and the dust is klaliyos wells neither. And thus werd nechrav eichet amal churben, and al churben made siluk shechina. If you look at the end of the kinnah, there's something very sharp over here. The Ruach HaKadosh Lemula Mari. So the Ruach HaKadosh answers. The Ruach HaKadosh Emphat. What is the answer? Hoyal Kol Shechina Aroyim Mashihikra Maiviyat. What happened to them? Chayit Hoy Hibakuk Vosas Geshet Eis Asha Osu. Oh, but what they did, Loi Maiviyat. A lot of people are like that, right? You forgot what you did, right? There's a reason why it happened, right? That they're not my dear. What? They scream him, Teichal Nash and Piriya Amah, Shmiyim, the Yahare, the Mikdash Hashem, Kayim and Avi, Lay Mashmiyim. Thus, that they don't tell people. So, Teichal Nash and Piriyam has to do with Kayim. Why is it Techal and Nash Imperium a direct result of Schayim? We find by Kairach, Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted to make against Moshe Rabbeinu, stood up against Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, you see how bad Machlokes is, because even Yeladim, even small children, because he went against Moshe Rabbeinu. Because they went against Kayim Benavi. My brother saw the Tfeder Shloim is something very interesting. The Tfeder Shloim writes that the new Yid in Europe, that was convicted by the government to get killed. There's Israel, and I saw the Tfeder Shloim that brings it. He says that he went to visit him, and the person said, this cooked me. I'm a gilgul of the person that slapped Zecharia before they killed me. He says, when I went over to him, I said, Zecharia, du, zakstu, bistagadu, anavi, bistishkinavi. And because I said that, I'm telling you, I saw it fresh line. I was chalish when I saw it. It's double shapel. So they all mobbed against Zecharia to kill him. So because of that patch that I gave to Zecharia, and now this is my tikkun that I have to get burnt. First time it brings it. Im Yahavi b'mikdash Hashem kain v'navi, kinder. The sreifa, the herit, it has to do with that. I don't know if you know the history of Auschwitz. Does anyone know the history of Auschwitz? You know the history, the story of Auschwitz. What was Auschwitz before? So I'm saying that a Talmud. I checked into this. I asked the Matis of the Einiklaf. I spoke to him. He had a Talmud. His name was Remendel Mitzvah. I'm trying to remember the name. I think it was Remendel Mitzvah. It was a Talmud. He was a Novichstadt, big Palachaf. And he knew a lot of Dvarim Chitzayim, languages. So they were Moitzi Laz on him, that he came from reading Dicher and Zachim. They were Moitzi Laz on him. Kitzay, he kept on doing what he had to do. Before Rosh Hashanah, before Tkiya Shaifa, somebody got up and told him, we don't need your Tkiya Shaifa anyway. Because the Dvarim Chitzayim was Mevazim B'Rabim on Rosh Hashanah. And because of that, he ran out of town. That was it. It was in Auschwitz. It happened. The place where the shul was, it was in Auschwitz. Many fataych that had to do with that place. This has to do with Mihari, the Mikdash, Hashem, Kohen, the Navi. You know, this is one of the chisrainas that we have. I don't know if you know, even Yirmiyah, the Piroid of Yirmiyah, terribly. All the Nevi'im that came and said, Nevu'ah, does bring Churban. These are things that bring Churban. Afilu Tana. Afilu Churban. This is what you see here. This that they came, and they want to know why is Bishlu Yiladim Techal Noshim period. It's because in Yaharek, Mikdash Hashem, Kayim the Navi, Lay Mashmi. They don't say what they did to the Kayim the Navi, the Mikdash Hashem. Ata Marta, Hate the Vakif. Ato Amarto, Heitiv Eitiv Imach, Rufina Niva Amach, Lama B'nei Belial Chilu Shmach. Ato Pidalto, Verimamto, all the tremendous things the Rabbeinu Shalom did. All the chsadim the Rabbeinu Shalom did. The last paragraph is, Yato Tzadik Alko Alba Alenu, Kocho Hashem Atzdaka, Benatzdikecha B'chivot. Interesting word. You know, there's two types of saying someone's right. Sometimes you say it's right because you're an ish emes. Sometimes you understand that it's really the tribosko. Part of the churban is that you know a matzik that then the chibo. It's a helping a thing. A yid has a kayach with love, not gruntingly. Pain, wrong. And that's the Chabachiba. He calls us the Asla Bechayda. The Kumarifun's Bechayda. But this is when Rabbi Shem did all the Chassadim and we were wrong. Right? We owed. Lecha Hashem Atztaka. The second one is Lecha Hashem Atztaka Be'oises Asher Fleisa. The lanu boishes hapan in the bechinas hashem itzrapu va'isanu to after. We were wrong. There's two types of l'cha Hashem atzdaka, which means whenever you have a heskin, whenever you have, so there's two, either one party broke what they, or the pshat is there's so much good from the other side, there's so much hatava. And we didn't repay it. The two parts of Tzidduk Hadin is not that pshat is that you didn't do. You did your part. And also L'cha Hashem Atzdaka, we didn't do our part. The two parts to the L'cha Hashem Atzdaka. The L'cha Hashem Atzdaka with all the good that you did. And that's B'chiba. And then there's the next one. L'cha Hashem Atzdaka, the bad that we did. It's two types of Tzidu Kadir. You know, I think to myself all the time, Atoiv Ameitiv and Dayin Ha'emes. What are the two brachas? Atoiv Ameitiv and Dayin Ha'emes. That's where the chibur comes in. Sometimes you say Dayin Ha'emes. You pass it right. Then you could say something more. You could say Atoiv Ameitiv. Part of the churban is beidin akudas, to realize we did bad, we did wrong, but to also realize the Rebbeinu Shlom did kulei imenu leiseitze harois. Does it say harois? What does it say? Shabbos imenu leiseitze harois ki im ha. I'll tell you. There's two types of tzibur. But that's not a good time. It's only something that he has. The chibur, that's tikkach of the chibur. And the das is tzidut hagid. How can Ato Marta? Next kinahate lihay oslicha. Eventually, listen. The sifletzes man etzes mi loy vashemayim. The word, the cry of apikursus. Where is mi li vashemayim? Where is the Rebbeinu Shloim? Sasam filasi. The Rebbeinu Shloim doesn't listen to our tefila. Maybe that's our tefillah that we ask for ourselves. But then there's a different type of tefillah that we ask. A yid in galus also. What hurts him? Chilul Shem Shemayim. Chilul Shem. It's a pelvic thing. We ask the Eibishtara, you're not listening. We're not asking for ourselves. L'sifselis manetzes. That talks against the tzaddik osa, the avos. This is all the chilul shem hagadol is also something that we mourn in the churban. The gedolim tzaddikim this bothered them even more than their own physical welfare. I have to tell you the story. I don't know if I told you in the past. And I have the last letter that the Elder Zayde wrote. It's printed in Akdama Beisar. Listen to the last letter that he wrote. I'm going to tell you the story behind this letter. It's going to take a few minutes, Rabbi Sai. I think it speaks a lot. Where in Europe, what was it like? What was the Yid? What the Yid went through? And how they reacted? So I have his last letter. He writes this to my Zayda. My Zayda survived the war. He went to Shanghai. So he writes like this. Hapaitin beslichas. It's in the slichas. Yekainen be'ein aruchas av. The meals of the father. What are the meals of the father? Well, let's see if anyone remembers the analogy. You know, the meals of the father? Shulchan Aviyah, right? Beis HaMikdash. Rabbeinu Shloilom eats from the Beis HaMikdash. He feeds his children. It's called aruchas av. The meals of the father. Right? Therefore, the children's stomachs are empty. You know, when we have hunger in Churban, it's really about hunger. It's an analogy for Ruchnis to the hunger too. There's no Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, there's no parnasa. One of the things in Galus sometimes is there's no parnasa, and that's based on Mikdash also. Very interesting. But I was trying to, in general, bring out from all the kinnis, it affects every part of our lives. Churban Abayis is not something just bias, karbonis. It affects every detail. It affects our simcha. It affects our parnosa. When there was Galum Yal Shulchan Aviyah, Yid lives in the world of the Beis Ha. Kihi Beis Chayenu, it's a microcosm, really, of the life of the Yid. Whatever happens in the Mikdash, if there's Churban in the Mikdash, if there's Siluk Shechina in the Mikdash, there's Siluk Shechina in the person. Galum Yal Shulchan Aviyah means Galus has no food. So he says as follows, Kilaymar Nechsera Parnosav Amadara Azala Medabula. That's what the Python is all, feels terrible, how Yidden don't have food in Galus, in Churban, in Tsaris. I need to Akti Lefer. The elders say the right, I feel the other way around. I'm not worried about myself. I'm worried about the Rebbeinu's last food. The Karbonis were called Lecher. I'm not worried about my parnasa. I'm worried about the Eibishter, so to speak, parnasa. Yeah. Ani do'ati lehepach. Asher bet and bonim texer ke'es ve'ein mazer amichi. This is the last letter. This is from ghetto, maybe concentration camp. Eich tigyeh aruches av avinu shebeshamayim b'yom adereim. How does the Eibishter have Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? That's what bothers me. You understand what we're talking about? Rosh Hashanah and Kippur in a concentration camp, what's bothering him is not that there's no honey and chal. That's not what's bothering him. What's bothering him is Rebbeinu Shem Hatnish to Tfilis. Rebbeinu Shem doesn't have what he needs. And he says, Shirogal ani, I personally always, I'm a chabad Hashem, Migrainai, Bedroshes, Tfilis, it was a big about Tfilis, the big sire. I said drushes, I said tefillas. The toidel Hashem is bar b'nechmuz dankin the Rebbeinu Shloilam. Shloich sarti shum dover shenahakti boi mishanim kadmaimis. By Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is exactly the way it always was. The im came, so you can imagine nechlash gufi v'tash kaychi. That's the kaychis. I don't have kaychis. Abul toidel tefillah, learning and davening. I have a lot of strength. That I don't have a problem with. Don't feel bad for me. Don't feel bad. My children, don't feel bad for me. Don't worry for me. For my own flesh, my own kerber. I see Shivashosh Agashmish Mesametas. There's no Gashmish, there's no Ruchmish. Yachal Adam Leah is Nizain, the Ruchnius Labad. A person can live on Ruchnius Labad. What do you take out from this letter? He wasn't worried about himself. He was worried about the Rabbi Shishabi Kit. That's what he was worried about. It's something unbelievable. Don't even feel bad for me. I'm okay. My body is going out. But I have a lot of strength to tell you what's feeling. And that's it. And I realize it's a medical letter. It's something that, it's unbelievable. It's I want to tell you the story about this. Now, of course, I'm not saying that's how we have the letter, because they had the letter, but I could tell you, I understand the details behind this letter. When I came to Eretz Yisrael, so I had a policy, which is not a bad policy. People should pick the policy. No running around. Stay in yeshiva. Sit in yeshiva. Zaych to Eretz Yisrael. I never left the mirror. I parked myself in the mirror, and I didn't even leave to eat in the Darmuchan with the restaurant. I didn't go yeshiva. I was zaycha to get in and to be there. The bus used to give share in Ruvain's dorm room. I was there. We used to sit there together in the dorm room. 40 guys in a room, 3x3. A little bit gallant, and it was best days of our lives. Okay? To walk to the me, you have to be a shkunas abuchai. So sometimes you take a bus. Sometimes I would walk through shkunat abuchai. One such morning that I'm walking to yeshiva, an elder yid is outside. Now, if you know the walls of the street, shkunat abuchai is really the walls of homes. It looks like, stone walls. In the street. It looks like it's the street. It's not. It's really the beginning. It's the opening in there. They open up the thing and they go into the houses. Yid is standing there. Kentz mehelfen. In Gaman, Kentz mehelfen. I wasn't in Gaman. I was a bachur. But all right. Kentz mehelfen. Yid bet ha-toyver. I said, come. I come into the house. And on the bed is laying a woman. She was very big. Extremely big. Had a hard time taking her from the bed to the wheelchair. She needed to be put onto a wheelchair. Negiya, not nichnech. Now I know Allah. I was in Shiva Bach. I figured Elter Yid, Tabari, looks like a Tamachachim. He's telling me to do it. So I did it. So it actually took three of us because the older man couldn't do it. His son was there. And we put him into the chair. Now, who is this lady? Found out a few minutes later. It was Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank's daughter. The husband was the chasher, the dying, the abbez, and Reb Yosef Kayin. And the son that I was helping with was, no, Reb David Kayin, Shivan Chevron, the famous Rosh Hashiva today, Reb David Kayin. Okay. So, got to meet very chasher people. Rabbi Yosef Cohn asks me, what's your name? I told him, I'm Balkan. And I thought I'd be on my way. He says, I'm Balkan. You need to come to my shul tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, you need to come for shakras to my shul. He was the Rav and Harry Fisher. This medrash was called Harry Fisher. It's a famous, they have a big library there. He tells me that I need to come. Shakras. Thinking to myself, he probably doesn't have a minion. We start with mitzvah stuff. I asked him, what time is shachris? He tells me, it's not like here, that shachris is 9 and we don't start till 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:50. So I had to take a bus from Sanhedrin. So I remember saying to myself, say no, what are you, the adult? Yes came out. I didn't know how to say no. So I said yes. And I was thinking, so what did I get myself into? I think I'll do it one morning, help him out. The minion, never again. That's it. Arap alamaisis. I woke up at it's 6:15. I don't know. I took the bus from Sahel Yimuchas. It was big. It was earlier. It was dark outside. I walk into Harry Fisher's shul. There were seven people. I said, it's about a minion. I knew it. I knew it. I shouldn't have said yes. I knew it. And he's going to ask me again tomorrow. And that. All of a sudden, Rav Kain walks in. And pulls me over and says, come. I want to introduce you to someone. I started to chop. It wasn't about anything. He wanted me really to meet someone. He brings me over to the Mizrach where the Yid is standing. The Yid was a clean-shaven man, round glasses, aristocratic. And he tells me in front of this Yid, tell him your name. I should tell this Yid my name. I don't know. He says, Zog and Dainam, tell him who you are. Aaron Falcon. I saw his whole facial change, his whole demeanor. Aaron Falcon. Aaron Falcon, Meinrov. I'm a Pinsky. I was the last person to see him. You saw he changed in a second. His whole eye was like a different person. The person Grada was a Hebrew University. He was one of the professors of Hebrew University. He was a chash of a professor. It brought him to a different place. I saw he was so nisragish. He sits me down and he tells me that Elder Zayda was in hiding for 6 months before the Nazis even came to Pinsk, before they took over the town. For 6 months, he was in hiding. Why was he in hiding? So he explained to me. The Nazis would come into a city. They would take over the Russian, from the Russians, the police, all the files. They would take the files, and whoever was, so to speak, a troublemaker, or a Rav, or a Rosh HaKahal, they'd be the first ones to be shipped out. How did they know? How did the Nazis know who? They got him from the Russian, the paper, from the documents. So he said to me, the Zayda knew that he was always in trouble. The Zayda sat in prison. You don't know that he sat there. He wrote a sefer about the communists. Right in Zaradon. He spoke against communism. But then Marayna Lake the tournament for an entire year. One to get him out of the jail was the Ger Rebbe and Reb Chaim Oizer. They petitioned to get him out. So Grada, I'll tell you all this story. Tzadik, and he brought down from the Archis, Tzadik, the Archis Rabbeinu, the Stipel Paschim, that Sibir Tzadikim and Mutter on Tisha B'Av. Stipel Paschim. I don't understand really why. What's the pshat that Sipuri Tzadikim and Mutter on Tisha B'Av? You can't stop reading things. It's interesting. They argue if you're allowed to learn Musar on Tisha B'Av. Chaim Kanievsky, Paskins, you're not allowed to learn Musar on Tisha B'Av. Yoshevel, you're allowed to learn Musar on Tisha B'Av. I always fataych, what's the machlokes? Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Musar is the Chazon Ish's Musar, it's the Gemara's. So that's also on Tisha B'Av. Yashiv was talking about Musa, there's the Musa of Tikrit Hamidus. Yes, man. So could be Sipuri Tzadikim, Tikrit Hamidus, went to learn how to know the Tzadikim. And the truth is, Rabbi Isai, I used to say more on the Kiddus. And I almost feel year after year, it talks less and less to the people. I can't even tell you because you're still young, most of you. And I'm not that old. I see the way he talks less and less every night. You know, the Psalm Sofer used to count the years of how many years it's from the Churban. You know that? Well, that was Rosh's. He would get up, Sfar them still have this minute, you clap. It's 1,000 somewhere since the Churban, and every year. And the truth is, one of the kiddush. Yamim Yamima. It's one of the kiddos. Every year. What's the taich? So I always thought the taich is, and by the way, if I get off on a tangent, you'll bring me back, okay? This you're getting is from here. Right? So you have to remind me where I'm holding in the story. But I want to tell you, what's the taich? So either you could come and say that the taich is, we don't stop. Year after year. Saschuski. More colors. It's not one year more. It's to the number. It's because Shimei Adarius, Adarius get less, and the Tsaris get more. Year after year after year, it's not so much that we do it every year, which is also a chiddush. It's one of the things also we say in the kiddush. Add the kol shana, which means every year, mispeh chadash, I'll do a new mispeh. It's one of the kiddush. Years past, I was Myra, we spoke about this kiddush. Because it's mispeh chadash. It's a nayir gullah. It's a new part of the gullah. It's a tiefer part of the gullah. It's a different angle of the gullah. What was galus 10 years ago is a different galus today. So we used the patch. Yeah. So I asked the Chaim Scheinberg, what's the makar and the reason for this meeting? Is it because we're trying to be ma'ayr the schus? Or is it we're trying to come and say, right, that we're still doing it, that it's still living on, yeah, we're still doing it? Well, the pshat is Vaseanaya Galus. I said a third pshat. I said, could be the reason why we keep on counting and we say that it's another year from the Galus and another year from the Galus, because that's pshat Zoycha V'Roya, that it's still alive. But we're trying to show, could you imagine Ms. Misabla Zachvas existed? It doesn't exist, it doesn't, it's not there. It's not. And the answer is, if it wasn't something real, we could be Mesabal out of thousands of years later, left us. Which is really one of the pshatim they say in the Zayf and the Raya, the Chmas, it's alive. It's left because it's alive by us. It doesn't go away after thousands. I mean, something. Tell me, does anybody know anything about Romans? Right? Thus left. So I remember that the Chaim Scheinberg told me, give me 2 days to think about it. No, I never thought of that. Just to think about it. 2 days later, I came to him and he says to me, the third pshat is the pshat, which I like the best. The reason why we keep on counting is to come and bring out as is left. Nachat, a boy side, he ties his left nach, his left nach, his gate nach. So, getting back to the Sipuri Tzadikim, yeah. I said, could be, this might be the Iker, the way the Tzadikim were misabled, and how they behaved during Churban. To us, maybe it's really what we can show us in the Churban. No, Yibisaran sat in Turban, sat in Jeb. Why? Because he spoke against communism. Who got him out? Chaimoizen again. In jail, he wrote a sefer on Baba Kama. He only had a gemara. They gave him a gemara with papers. You notice that the Baba Kama is a lot different than Ksubis. It's a different sefer, a lot less marmokoyis. Had to be done by heart. The sefer was written by heart. It's something that's shocking. You know, most people, jail, he writes, he was between the Yitzchim and the Rabbin, Arbavis Mazik, Arbavis Mizik and Arbavis Mazik, and he's still talking. He comes out of jail after a year, get a Rebbe, Reb Chaim Oizer tells him to lay low. Reb Chaim Oizer told him not to talk against communism anymore. The Elder Zayda said, what? What are you talking about? If you hold that I'm a Rav, I have to keep on hacking against communism. Communism was a form of apikursis. It was all about the government, and if you know the history. And the Mela was makhish to evish. He believed in the Medina and the government, and Stalin. That's why they didn't let. That's why Russia didn't let any religion. So if you hold on a Rav, Muslim Zagreb. And if you hold on not a Rav, and I had no right to say it in the first place. So I belong in jail, so you shouldn't have gotten me out. That same Shabbos, that he got out. He got up in the Vilna Shul, which is where he said the drasha in the first place. And he said over the exact same drasha, word for word. I'll show you. Don't come and tell me, I'll show you. Yeah. This was Shimcha Agadol, yeah. You understand what this is, Shimcha Agadol. In the Sefer, Meit Zachar in the Drushes, he writes, Drush Echad Hushma Pitnei Tama Yudua. He took out one of the Drushes. Why? Because he was scared to print it, right? He was scared to print it, because then the Goyim could get a hand and a hold of it. You know, today there's no, then there was no tapes, right? There's no. So he said it to Yidu. But he printed it. Chatas HaKol, he writes, it was the Neitama Yedua Chatas HaKol. He ended up printing that drasha. Meit Zachar Chayil Beis, which came out during the war from the ghettos. I have that, which is interesting. This Yid got me, this professor got me the Meit Zachar Chayil Cheney. I found it. Why? He took me to Hebrew University as a student. I was able to go down with him, following him as a student. I was able to go to the basement where they had all the archives. In the old days already, they had the discs. All the swarm were on the disc. So we searched for swarm of the Beisarin that got lost, which later on I'll tell you. A lot of churban, Torah gets lost. The Sreifas at Torah and Sreifas of Chumashim. It's one of the kinnis later, special. Shali Srufu Be'esh. Again, I wish. Honestly, I wish I was able to give you the full gamut of all the kinnis of how churban affects everything in life. Even Tzifrei Torah and Sfarim, that's also Shali Srufa Be'esh, it's also churban. But the Elta Zeidu lost Sfarim in Europe was more than we had printed. He was Machabah, many, many Sfarim. More than he, that was lost than what he has. Even the one on Gittin, we had one on Gittin, right? It was Benes, the printer brought it. The printer printed one, and he brought it. He had one on Kedusha, the printer couldn't do it. He didn't have enough time. It's lost. It got lost. He had a Sefer Chul. He had a child's so much. And if you realize that's one Rav, imagine all the different Gedolim, the Torah that they had. Churban is churban all around. It's a churban. Upon it, getting back to the story over here, see, he was already on the Russian watch list to be a troublemaker. If anybody wants, I have the KGB file on the Elkazar. I have. When you go to Stalin today, they take you on a tour of Karlin Stalin. Now, I don't know if you know, Karlin is a small little suburb to the big metropolitan of Pinsk. Pinsk was the big city. It's Minsk and then Pinsk. But Pinsk was the large. Okay, there's Mir, and there's Bramovich, and place, whatever it is, Grodno, this Pinsk, Minsk, and then Pinsk. Okay, the Zayda was the Rav of both of them. They put together, one day we'll talk to them maybe even a little bit later, Kehillas HaKadosh. I don't know if you notice, that's one of the things that we talk about, is the Kehillas HaKadosh Shemasru, Kehillas. What is the Kehillas HaKadosh? We'll get to it hopefully soon. Hashem is hopefully will be an Ex-Israel or anybody. The Churban of Kehillah is also Churban based on Mikdash. The Churban of the Batik Nesias, the Churban of the Kehillahs. Kehillah. We don't even have a concept of a Kehillah today. It's part of the Gullus. Kehillahs HaKadosh Shemashu Nafshu. Akoponim. Let's get back to the original part of the story. So he already was on the watch list by the Russians. So the Before the German came, he went into hiding, went to basements and attics. When the Nazi came in, so for a few months, they started making decrees, one after another. When they made a decree, no shul, they have to stop coming to shul, and the yeshiva has to close down. Stiepel's yeshiva was there. Skills. Yaakov's yeshiva was in Pinsk. The Beis Sarah came out of hiding. The Elf Zayin came out of hiding. He hid his beard in a fur coat, and he wore a kasketel to look like a Polish, palagolo. He didn't want to be recognized. This he told me. One morning, it's a knock on the door. He was a yeshiva buff. He opens the door, and the Rav is there. He said, we didn't see the Rav for months. We didn't know what happened to him. All of a sudden, I see him by the door. And he tells me, Amol, Rav, today, there's no respect for Rabban. And he says, you know what, Rav? He was a king. He was the king of the city. The king of the Shtelzefer. I got a knock on the door from the king. He asks me that I want to, we should all come together, all the B'nai Torah, in a special house where we're going to continue davening and learning. It shouldn't be that we should be a hefsek of davening and learning. We should be mamshich to daven and learn, and I'm aftiach that I'll be there. And I'll lead with shiurim and tefillos. And I want you to sign as a yeshiva bacher when the sinas that infant means you're giving up your life for this. Bring this straight from the sea. Okay? Straight from the sea, I heard it. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you the end of the matter of fact later. It's all accessible because you wrote a book about it. It's in the book. It's online. You can read this whole story that he told. He says that the Rav asks him. He said right away, yes. He's ready to sign. His mother stood there and his mother said, I don't want you to sign. Why? They still believed chaloimis that if they behave, the Nazis will leave them alone. So his mother begged him not to raise on the Nazi. He said the Zayda started to cry. And I was standing underneath him, and his tears went on my lapel, his jacket. Said the tears were so strong, and it was so earnest. The tzar that he had wasn't even learning the Dami, I had no choice when I saw it. He says, till today, when I daven, I feel the warmth of those tears on my jacket. I saw that this is a person in front of my face telling me this. I couldn't say no. So I was masking, there was a group of B'nai Torah. Learned and we davened ad yoimai ha'achrin till they came to take him away. And I was the last person to see. Now you understand this letter. You see, this letter is Hey Charuchai Savino Shabashonai. That's what concerned me. This is this last letter. Abilu Toshkai, what's the Lashon he uses? He says, Rabbal Anin Lechabit, it's Hashem, the great. This is what we ask the Rebbeinu Shlom.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.